Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something probably familiar to many of you listening, just how overwhelming crypto can be. All that data, the noise, it's a lot.
It really is a total maze sometimes. Fragmented info everywhere, social media buzzing constantly, makes it tough to get started or even just stay informed.
Exactly. So we're looking at Serf today. It's an AI platform that basically claims it can turn that whole confusing mess into a, well, a guided path for you.
Right. And that's the promise, cutting through the noise. It positions itself as this specialized AI agent helping you make sense of it all.
Okay, so let's unpack that. Serf says it turns crypto noise into action, right? That was on their Product Hunt launch page. It sounds great, but how does it actually do that? I mean, how does the AI know what's good, actionable insight versus just, you know, more noise? Is it just speed or is there something deeper going on with filtering?
That's the critical question, isn't it? It's
yeah.
not purely about speed. The idea is this flow. Discover, analyze the trade. The AI guides you. Think of it like having three things in one. First, maybe an insider friend who spots opportunities quickly.
Okay, like catching trends early.
Sort of.
Yeah.
And second, like a really seasoned researcher giving you these, well, institution-grade reports, but super fast, like in minutes.
Right.
And third, it acts a bit like a portfolio manager, helping you with actual transactions using just plain language. The founder, Roy Shen, apparently built it because he found explaining crypto so hard shows you how scattered things are.
Yeah, that insider friend idea. I mean, personally, wading through Discord and Twitter feels like a job in itself sometimes.
Totally.
So an AI helping there sounds genuinely useful. But how, technically, what's under the hood making these promises real?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. It pulls in real-time social sentiment, you know, what people are saying online. But critically, it combines that with actual on-chain blockchain data.
Ah, so it's cross-referencing the hype with the facts on the ground.
Exactly. It gives you a more complete picture. Plus, it's designed to explain complex stuff simply, like real-world assets, RWAs, tokenizing things like real estate.
Right, or stable coins, those pegged currencies, stuff that can be confusing.
Yeah, Serf aims to break those down. One reviewer, Derek Nee, he put it nicely. He said it felt like having a senior analyst on speed dial, getting a pro breakdown with sources in like under a minute.
Wow. Okay. That's compelling.
And connecting this back, it directly tackles those big pain points we mentioned. The endless research rabbit hole, filtering the noise, that feeling of analysis paralysis where you just don't know what to do next.
So it's turning raw data into something you can actually use.
Precisely. For beginners and for people who've been in crypto for a while. And the key is the AI responses are meant to be contextual, not just generic definitions.
That makes sense.
But, you know, it's crucial to remember, it's still an assistant. It's incredibly powerful for analysis, but it's not a crystal ball. It can't predict totally unexpected market shifts.
Right, so it helps you make informed decisions, but you still need to use your own judgment. It's a tool, not a replacement for thinking.
Exactly. Serf themselves emphasize that. It helps you think critically. It doesn't do the thinking for you.
And it seems users are getting value. We saw comments from people like Chris, a Web3 marketer, finding it essential for research, even inspiration.
Yeah, and the engagement shows. People asking for features like a plug-in version or easier sharing, that suggests they're really using it.
They even temporarily pulled an ask feature to refine the core research tool, but plan to bring it back. Shows they're iterating based on feedback.
Mm-hmm. Constant development.
So wrapping this up, what does this mean for you listening? If you're in the crypto space, Serf looks like an attempt to level the playing field a bit. It aims to give you access to sophisticated analysis and trading tools that maybe only bigger players had before, but in a way that's actually user-friendly.
Yeah, it's democratizing access in a way. Which leads to a bigger thought, really. As these AI tools like Serf get more and more sophisticated in finance, how is that going to change how we all understand and interact with markets? Fundamentally change it. And thinking ahead, what kind of digital literacy skills will become really crucial for navigating this new landscape successfully? Something to definitely ponder.